You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Lise Hababi, and she's with the Intersol Group as a specialist in group dynamics and interpersonal communication. And today we're going to be talking about listening to improve communication. Hi, Lise.
Hello.
Let me first start by asking you, that I understand that when you're talking about listening, you're talking about more than just hearing people. What do you believe is involved in real active listening?
Well, I think the thing to remember is that listening is a skill that we learn. It's not something that comes naturally. So there's a few things that you can keep in mind when you're trying to be a really active listener. The first thing is to, and you can use the acronym ACT, so the first letter A, is to arrange yourself in a way that demonstrates listening. So use body language, face the person, focus on them, get rid of distractions that might prevent you from listening. Another skill that's involved in real active listening is to check in with the other person. Ask questions, make sure that you understand what it is they're trying to say. You can also test for effective listening by repeating back to them in a different way what you think you've understood. So that gives them a chance to tell you if you got it right or if somehow you might have misunderstood what they were saying.
That's great and actually easy to remember, which makes it even better.
Well, we try.
Oh, good. Now, well, considering that we spend much of our day listening to others and trying to listen well, obviously, why is it that we're sometimes not that good at it?
Well, you know, we all have very busy lives. And so there's all kinds of things that can get in the way of real listening. The kinds of barriers can be physical. So maybe it's a noisy environment. Maybe we've got things going on, the radio, the television, the computer, emails beeping at us all the time. Those are things that can get in the way. It's also that we get caught up in our own things. So we might be preoccupied, a sick child, a problem at work, and all of those things can get in the way of being present to the other person because we're too focused on our own stuff, I guess, is one way of saying it.
Are there certain behaviors that are harder to listen through or listen to when you're listening to somebody?
Oh, definitely. You know, it might be that the other person has a tic or has a certain way of speaking that is irritating to us. So we can't get past that to hear who they are or what they're trying to say to us. We get stuck on their appearance, their behavior. We might be focused on things they've done to us in the past. And so it's kind of hard for us to really take them at face value and hear what they're really trying to say.
Mm-hmm. True enough. What is it that people can accomplish by getting really good at listening? Why is it worth doing?
Well, you know, a really good listener can typically improve their relationships. You know, I'm almost tempted to say peace on earth. It's obviously not quite that big. But really good listening helps to improve our relationships because it opens up communication with people that we care about or people that we have to work with on a day-to-day basis. And that helps to create more powerful interactions. And we get to accomplish a lot more, both in our personal and our professional lives.
Mm-hmm. Seems worth doing.
Well, I sure hope so.
You know, I think for many of us in our lives, we've taken some course on listening and picked up some tips here and there. But are there things that you feel we can do to move beyond simple listening tips into real, true listening?
And that's the biggest challenge, isn't it? I mean, we sometimes think that if we just get the recipe right, we'll be able to listen. And I would say that the recipe isn't as important as is the attitude. If you approach the other person with a real sense of curiosity, you know, I'd really like to understand what makes you tick or what's going on for you, then people will forgive a lot of mistakes in the skills and maybe you won't get the questions quite right, but they'll recognize that attitude that you bring of respect and openness, and that will really make all the difference in the world in your listening.
Very good advice. Thank you, Lise. I've been speaking with Lise Hababi from the Intersol Group, and we've been talking about listening to improve communication.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to area.com/leadership.